This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. Thrive Suite Productions. And welcome back to This Day in Sports History. It's February 4th, and on this day in 2012, it was the real beginning of Linsanity. The rise was meteoric, out of nowhere. To classify his coming out party on this night and what happened in the following weeks as unexpected would be a big understatement. February 4th, 2012 was a Saturday. The Thursday prior to this game, the Knicks were practicing and head coach Mike D'Antoni was looking for someone to play point guard. Baron Davis wasn't healthy yet. Rookie Imam Shumpert was a possibility, but maybe not the answer. But Lin was not even on D'Antoni's radar. In an interview with J.J. Redick and Tommy Alter from a year ago, D'Antoni told a story about that practice where Lin comes up to him and asks if he should ship his car from the West Coast to the East Coast. Now, with Lin's short-term contract up on the following Tuesday, D'Antoni suggested that he maybe should wait a little bit longer. So, now here we are on Saturday, the 4th, and the New York Knicks were at home at Madison Square Garden against the New Jersey Nets. The Knicks had claimed Lin off waivers in late December, and in total, he had played 55 minutes in the 22 games since he had joined the team. The night before against the Boston Celtics, Lin had played 7 minutes. He was 0 for 3 from the floor and hit only 2 free throws. Now, on this night, Lin checked into the game as the point guard with 3 minutes 35 seconds to play in the first quarter. He distributed the basketball a couple of times, and then he went to work in the second quarter. At the start of the second, Lin scored his first points on a layup, went to the other end, forced a steal, and then assisted a Tony Douglas bucket on the return trip to spark the Knicks' offense. He tossed a couple of alley-oop passes to Tyson Chandler, made a few more layups, and then knocked down a 16-foot perimeter jumper with 10:36 left in the game to equal his career high of 15 points. He scored another 10 for his new career best 25 while dishing 7 assists. After the game, Lin struggled to explain where the offensive explosion came from, saying, "I'm still kind of in shock about everything that happened, but I'm just trying to soak it all in right now." 2 nights later against the Utah Jazz, Lin was in the starting 5 and made the most of his opportunity, playing 45 minutes and scoring another career-high 28 points. It was the spark the Knicks needed. Before February 4th, they had lost 11 out of 13. After Lin's explosion on the scene, the Knicks won 7 straight. And that winning streak started on this night, 12 years ago today. Also on this day, in 1987, the Sacramento Kings set an NBA record for the poorest start in an NBA game by scoring only 4 points in the first quarter in a game against the LA Lakers. The Kings went more than 9 minutes without scoring a single point. And then when they finally did score, it was from the free throw line with 2:54 left in the first. They added 2 more from the line a few minutes later. Sacramento was 0 for 18 from the field in the quarter, and they trailed 40-4 at the end of it. The 4 points still stands as the lowest first quarter output in NBA history. And in 2018, the Philadelphia Eagles beat the New England Patriots to win Super Bowl 52. Nick Foles engineered the game-winning drive, was named MVP, and is still the only player to throw a touchdown and also catch a touchdown in a Super Bowl. That's all for today. If you have a moment, how about leaving a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts? That would help the show grow a good bit. Check out the show notes for other ways to help out the show as well. Thanks for checking out today's episode, and I'll have more tomorrow on This Day in Sports History.
Hey there, Sports History fans.
We've got some exciting news to share with you. Six of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all six of them. Again, every vote counts, and we gotta show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You got to go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.